Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo. Can I have a radio check, please?
TKO4HKX, you're sounding good over here.
What's going on, Patrick? Echo Link got me. I had to shut the speaker down.
I'm just sitting here waiting for the net to call. And you're on that side of town.
All right, good deal, good deal. I check my radio out, make sure there's no surprises. But do you have a good day today?
Not a good place to talk about it on the air today.
Okay, roger that. All right, I'll give you a holler later on then. All right, well, appreciate the signal report, bud. And I'll see you on the net here in a few minutes. This is KO4NUE, standing by.
Gex, standing by.
Chad, I got a quick question.
Go ahead, David. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm pretty good. I believe you've got a 991A at your house. And today I started seeing something really weird on the waterfall all across the 2-meter band. And it wasn't when I opened the squelch. I wasn't hearing anything unusual, but it... my scope, I don't know if my scope's going out. Everything on the other bands looks okay as far as, the way it should on the waterfall.
What are you seeing on the waterfall, David?
Looks like a signal pole just kind of drifting from right to left. And like I said, it's really strange. I mean, I don't know, it seemed like I heard years ago that, back in the day when they ran cable TV, through neighborhoods, that sometimes it interfered with 2 meters. But, there's no cable TV way out here in the country. And there were some logging trucks working across the road this afternoon. I thought I'd have been off of some of their heavy equipment, but they shut down at 4:30, and, I was still seeing it.
To that. Patrick, you still in there? You won't take that one?
What his waterfall was doing?
It just sound like background noise.
I have the same problem from time to time on my 991A, and I had to take a little HT and turn it to AM and start walking around until I found the strongest signal. And, I had the power lines interfering with mine when something just certain times, not all the time, and it'll just come and go.
I see it, transformer out there on the pole. I'm getting a little age on it, so maybe it's starting to leak. Anyway, getting right close to that time. I appreciate y'all giving me some advice on that. I'll let y'all go and check in on the net shortly. KF4NXY.
Had Patrick can help you there. I know he's been through some ordeals with background with his 991, so maybe that was helpful. CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. Check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCU portion. Tonight we'll start with the pre-check-ins, starting with KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, in Issaquah, Washington. And W2AMD, Andrew, in Simpsonville. W4FCM, Fred, in Traverse Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest. K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, Don, in Piedmont, South Carolina. KG4QLQ, Linda, in Piedmont. N4ASW, Tony, in Asheville. And KO4ZEW, Ben, in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, in Easley. K4OSH, Pat, in Malden. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, in Anderson. KO4RAX, Jim, in Dacusville. And KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. And KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman. And KC4W, Bill in Anderson. All the pre-checks out of the way, we'll go ahead and move to EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Welcome, KN4RJN, via Echo Link tonight, Mr. John. Any state.
Foxtrot Oscar, and you're breaking out real bad on my radio, and I may be in my phonetical order, but anyway, I was just letting you know I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Like that, James. Is that any better, sir?
You've been cutting out. Anyway, I'll go. I don't know if you're in eyes yet or not. I'll go ahead and check in. This is a KK4JFO, James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s. We'll be standing by, though, if you need anything.
James, let me go ahead and recognize you and get this radio situation straightened out here. Stand by 1 second. Y'all bear with me just for a second. Station. This is KO4NUE. Can I have a radio check, please? All right, James, we'll give it another try. Tonight being Tuesday night, India through Lima, any station, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4. J.I. Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net. 73.
Hey. Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no problem.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. 73.
I'd like to welcome KG4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis in Gaffney. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, and KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments too, sir? And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Birds, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
Again, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. Thanks for calling that chat tonight. We'll be short time. And 7-3.
For NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Simpsonville, or maybe Piedmont. Miss Lorena.
Chad, I'm in Piedmont.
Lorena, I'm a little tired, so I got you. I got you and Rick and Michelle in Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome KF4NXY, Mr. David in Possum Kingdom. He brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX. And Dave, please tell Miss Marie we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome W4. Oscar Delta November, I believe that was, Mr. Braxton in Simpsonville. And KO4PXV, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. All right, before we move on to Echo Link stations, are there any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on up to Echo Link stations. And Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
Control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed, traveling, no traffic, no comment, in and out, over.
Welcome, WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed, mobiling around tonight. Ed, you be safe out there tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, Miss Anna, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. And at the end, Chad, I put a brand new microphone on just for you, so let me know if it's doing all right.
Brand new eat. Please check in KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. and I will be negative and negative once again. Hello there, Tom.
Hey, Chris. I'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. Tom, you tell Miss Bernice we've said hello, and radio sounds absolutely outstanding. So what a difference. Signal is much clearer than what I'm used to during the nets. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. W4TOA. Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Alpha. Good evening to the net. I'll be negative and negative, no traffic.
Control, chat, please check in. Alpha 1 Romeo. AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Back up to W4TOA. Sir, I did not get your name and location. Could you please recheck with me, please?
Name and location is Grant, W4TOA, Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina.
Hola, Grant. We'd like to welcome W4TOA, Mr. Grant, in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Also, we'd like to welcome AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob in Piedmont. Bob, hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and hope you had a good day. All right. With that, we'll go ahead and move on to which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening to Chad and all on that.
I'd like to welcome KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy and Taylor's. Leroy, hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Nice to hear you check in with me tonight. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. Daniel down here in Woodruff, negative, negative, playing on that little bit of 10-meter band I can play on until I punch that general ticket on the 10th of April.
Daniel, keep plugging away, bud, keep plugging away. We'd like to welcome KO4ZEX. That's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. And good luck, Daniel. I hope you make it. I know you will. But keep studying. Keep studying away. We're rooting for you. All right. Any additional stations, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
There, Chad.
I got it. ZYX, is that correct?
Roger, roger. Keeping you on your toes tonight. I hear you was tired. All right, Chad. 73 is you and all on net. KO4ZYX, back net control.
Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
WKG. WKG. Jim from Deacon.
Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJ, W. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
November 4 Alpha Kilo and 4AK Glen, Sunset, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville, and I'll be in for a little rag chew tonight.
Off of that, this is KO4NUE. We're going to stop all check-ins, and we're just going to sit and stand by. The net is in standby for about 1 minute till we can get things quieting down just a little bit. No check-ins for 1 minute. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I took a short pause there, so we'll try it again. We'll go ahead and recognize what we have so far. There was one call initially, a female, ma'am. I did not get your full call. So we'll go ahead and recognize. If you could recheck with me, that would be great. We'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. November 4, Alpha Kilo, I believe it was. That's Mr. Glenn in Sunset. Glenn, pretty sure I messed that one up, so if you don't mind, could you recheck with me, sir? Also, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. All right, we'll stand by and see if we can get those two calls straightened out before we move on down the log. Ma'am, could you please recheck with me, please?
Roger, roger. Net control. This is no... Suzanne.
And
can you try one more time? I got your name that time, but can I have your call, please?
You sure can. This is... Uniform.
I got their call signs, Chad. Their call sign, she's N1SUZ, and he's Jim, KJ4WKD. They're not far from me and Glenn there, back on the upper part of Pickens County.
All right, Suzanne, I still didn't get your call. I'm determined I'm going to get it, but I'm going to place the net in standby for 1 more minute, so no more check-ins for 1 minute. That's KO4NUE. The net is now in standby. KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And let's pause right here. Miss Suzanne, can we try one more time, please? Can I have your call sign?
Name is Glenn, Echo November. You have it correct, and for AK. Thank you.
This call is November 1, Sierra Uniform Zulu. That's Suzanne's call. Her husband's call, Jim, is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Kilo Delta. They're over here near the Holly Springs there above Pickens. Here, KI4LZI.
Andy, we'd like to welcome N4AK. That's Mr. Glenn in Sunset. And Miss Suzanne, November 1, Sierra Uniform Zulu. It took us a while, Miss Suzanne, but I got you in the log. all right, let's keep on plugging along. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. At Anna and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. Good evening to you. Happy birthday to Miss Anna and all on the net. No traffic.
Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Kilo Delta, Jim and Pickens.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4 NNH, Fred Mobile in Piedmont 73.
I did not get your full call. I got KJ4 something Delta. Can you recheck with me, please?
Juliet 4. Tell me, is it a double or are we not getting to you? Over.
It's called an idiot on frequency. So could you please, not you, Jim, could you please recheck with me, please?
Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure. It's Kilo.
Oh.
Delta.
Oh.
Jim, try again.
I can't be any quicker than that, but it's Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Kilo, Delta, USL.
I got it. Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, something, Whiskey, Juliet, Delta. Is that correct?
Almost. It's Whiskey.
KI4DOS.
Try again. Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Kilo, Delta. Is that correct, sir?
That is a QSL. That's a Roger, Roger. Thank you.
Let's back up with recognize what we got so far. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. And KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred mobiling around in Piedmont. And KJ4 Whiskey Kilo Delta. Mr. Jim in Pickens. Gary, I'll swing back around for you in just a little bit for some rag chew, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, I have no traffic and no comments tonight.
4NUE. Peter Chad, hanging tough in there. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And I will be negative tonight. Thanks for being here.
4NUE. Please check in KI4 DJY Kilo India 4 Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elijah and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
4NUE. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's and negative, over.
Recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry and Candler. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DJY. That's Mr. Elijah and Lyman. And W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene and Taylors. Gene, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf, that's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, K4HWG. That's Mr. Henry N. Anderson. Henry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Visual. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. JR4LZI. Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring.
Have you in the log, sir. KI4LZI. Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. Andy, hope you're doing well. Please tell your mom and sister I said hello. Me and Anna both said hello. All right. With that, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. All stations that do not wish to hang around for RACQ may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and start the RAGQ portion. First on the stump is KN4RJN, Mr. John, up in Brown Summit. John, go ahead, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Well, let's see here. Solar-wise, there's a very little chance of a radio blackout issue going on. If you were in an airplane today, we did have a 75% chance of an S1 or greater as far as solar radiation. So after you land, I would, you know, turn out the lights and see if you glow, and otherwise you're good to go. That drops off to 15% tomorrow and 5% the next day. So as far as radio blackout, there's only about a 5% chance of a R1 or an R2, mild or moderate, and anything greater than that's only a 1% chance. So not a whole lot going on there. As far as meteor showers coming up in April 14th through the 30th, with a maximum on April 22nd at about 2100 or 9 o'clock Eastern Time, is the the Lyrids coming out of the constellation Lyra. The moon will be in a waxing crescent and won't be much of a problem. Has a zenith hourly rate of about 18 per hour. Coming off of the comet Thatcher. The best time to see that would be the mid-evening hours of the 22nd. Look towards the northeast for the constellation Lyra. As far as what's in the sky right now, Orion is up, and if you have clear skies, I've got pretty clear skies up here, although it is very cold outside, and it's kind of windy. If you got a decent telescope, look at Orion, Orion's belt, and then Orion's sword hanging just below his belt. And in the midst of all that is a gaseous cloud known as the Orion Nebula. And the skies are clear enough, you can get a pretty good view of that. I can even spot it in my binoculars, if I can hold them still well enough. But let's see, Saturn is gone. Venus is just now setting, and Jupiter is already down. So those guys are gone for the time being. But Orion, Pleiades, the seven sisters, Taurus, the bull, the twins running behind Orion, Sirius, the hunting dog, are all visible this evening. So if you got a telescope or just a set of binoculars or even a good pair of eyes, just go out and take a look at the skies and see what you can see. It's fairly clear up here. I think it is down there as well. And even though it's cold, dress warmly if you do go up. Other than that, not a whole lot going on up here, Chad. What's going on in your world?
It's KO4NUE with KN4RJN for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, a lot, actually. Been working on a project in the shop for a couple of weeks now, and today was a pretty good milestone to a certain point in the project that I had been anticipating for some time. It's kind of a tense moment. Spent a lot of time thinking this thing through, and you know, I don't want to try to explain, you know, it's just a project. The order of operations, there's a certain way you have to do things. Sometimes you have to think four or five steps ahead, and I'm not good at that. But I plan things out really well, and I had some pretty good success in the shop today, and kind of really excited with the results. And I just felt like after, you know, everything just came together. After, you know, behind, it's nice to see something come off of a machine that's usable and that you didn't have any problems with. So that's a good day, right?
This is KN4RJN. As the man said, I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, I didn't have quite as much success. I changed out my router and had to get a whole lot of things rehooked into it. And one of the things I can't seem to do is get my computer to talk to the printer. Both of them are on the network. Both of them say they are online, but when I tell my computer to talk to the printer, it keeps telling me it's offline. I tried hooking the printer directly into the router because it's wireless. That didn't work. And I thought, okay, I've got a cable. I can hook my computer straight to the printer. And believe it or not, that didn't work. And I was like, okay, so one of the other computers in the house does talk to the printer, so I'm just going to drop it on a flash drive and take it over there and print it out that way. But that's been a good portion of the day messing with that. And then I had to take the dog in for his rabies, and he does not travel well. Fortunately, the vet's not very far away. But on the way back, he got himself so entangled in the back seat, back behind the back seat in the Jeep, that I almost couldn't get him out of the car. I mean, he wrapped up in had him tied down in two different directions, and he got both of them wrapped around the seatbelt. The seatbelt was not involved in this operation at all, but he got himself wrapped around that, to the point where I had to take the harness off of him, slip it over his head to get him out, and then I had to work on the harness, the two straps I had him tied down with, and the seatbelt for about 20 minutes to get it untangled. How he did that, I have no idea. But I might have to get a big cage and put it in the back of the Jeep to put him in, because that's like, that dog does not like to travel. But in any event, other than that, things are doing pretty well. Let's see, I've got an appointment tomorrow. I got another appointment Thursday, and I think my wife's got an appointment tomorrow and another appointment Friday, and so between appointments and dogs and animals, I have to take the cats in. That's a little bit easier. I can get them in the box and just put them in the back seat, but I have to take those guys in for their thing. Rabies and leukemia and all the other things that they need. But other than that, wrangling animals and wrangling this computer and trying to get it to talk to my printer, that's been most of my day.
You got it working, then I guess that was a success, I guess. But sorry you've been having problems with it, but, you know, sometimes I'm having problems with my computer. Windows did an update about 2 months ago, and I have yet to get WinLink to function. We had a exercise this weekend, statewide exercise I participated in, and I've been fighting this stupid WinLink for going on a little over 2 months, and I don't know what's happened during the talk, but I'll eventually get it. But anyway, well, John, I appreciate the update, and I hope, I believe it's Walter, that's your dog's name, I believe. Try not to let him get tangled up in the seatbelts anymore. And you be safe, and appreciate the report tonight. It's always good to hear what's going on in the heavens. But with that, John, I'm going to move on down the log. You be safe, and 73, sir, it's nice talking with you. Some stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Let me pause here and go ahead and check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Miss Anna, and she's in the ham shack here with me. All right, next on the list is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight, sir? What you got on your mind tonight, Larry?
Randy Wee, KK4JBQ here. What's on my mind?
more thing on my mind is that I apologize for missing the net, the T-Bark net, last night. I missed y'all, even if you didn't miss me. I was busy trying to get my spectacles all fixed up. I got some parts in, which I needed, and some advice for assembling. It seems that if, well, this will be pertinent for people out there who wear eyeglasses. If you have these eyeglasses that are springy, that is the temples, the part that goes over your ear, they're springy. And those springs are just a few degrees off of the hinge that it connects to. Just a few degrees. So I had a devil of a time trying to get the temples back on the glasses. All other things went well. The broken frames with the temples attached to, of course, were sufficiently reattached. And it was just putting the glasses back together that I had a time with, and I got, well, you know how this is with a project that's been hanging on for a while. This is going to sound old to you, but I got determined. I was going to get this done before I got up. I hurt everywhere, and especially my back, but I just couldn't stop. And when I looked up, and with the time change and everything, I got confused as to what time it is, because this year we did not go around the house and change everything on one day. I still have clocks that I run into in this house, upstairs, downstairs, even in the garage, and the laundry room, that are not reading the right time, and I get confused. Well, any of that you want to talk about?
E4NUE with KK4JBQ. Actually, I've got three clocks in here in the ham shack. One of them's a wind-up, and it's stopped on 3:35. Been that way for about a month. And then the digital clock, it says 2044, which is 8:44. And I had a friend gave me an atomic clock, and it says 10 minutes to 9. So I'm like you. Time's just not really important to me. It's just, you know, I'll get a setting on when I can. But I've got a screenshot here on image I took off of one of my game cameras on 5 July 2022, and I set it as the backdrop on my computer screen. And it's a nice little picture of the deer camp with a bird on top of the cabin. Well, the game camera puts a timestamp on the date. And it's dated 5 July 2022, 8:34 p.m. Well, the other night I was doing something, and I looked up, and I thought, why is that? It's not 8:30. And then I looked up at the clock that's not working. It said 3:35. And then the other two are, you know, they're an hour off. So I have a real issue with time. I understand what you're saying. I get it.
Now, those folks out there that are listening, they should realize that I'm retired, so what does time mean to me? And Chad works for himself, and time is of a much greater a consequence to him than it is to me. And yet you still don't operate on a, you know, anybody else's schedule, you know. Relative. But it is. And it is a convention that we created because we observe things happening moment by moment. So do all the other creatures. Donna and I had a conversation about feeding the animals. And you might, and other people who have animals, whether they're big ones or little ones, the way their body is regulated and what regulates their activities is more or less, with their sense of awareness, it's more or less the sun, the daylight hours. Now, that'll change seasonally, of course. But we humans thought we were smarter, needed to be smarter. And so we segmented what, another word for time might be reality, our sense of reality passing. We segmented it into the things we're all familiar with, the markers that we're all familiar with. Now, I worked as a jeweler in my lifetime, and I had hundreds, if not thousands, of people come to my counter and wanted me to fix their watch, or to set their watch, or to adjust the band on their watch. I mean, that was a large part of my reality at the time, was everybody else's timepiece. Oh, and it was also, I worked for a watchmaker early on, and I walked in, and he asked me, "What do you know about watches?" I showed him my wrist. he got a kick out of that. It's good to start a job interview with a joke. Before I left, I had repaired every anniversary clock in the store, and he had them lined. People would bring the anniversary clocks in, and he didn't care to work on those things. Week, he set me that he gave me a book to read. And he set me down with one of these clocks, and I fiddled with it and fiddled with it until I found its secrets, and then quickly went through and made the adjustments. They still went back on the shelf because they have to be regulated over a period of time, and they all got back to their customers. Well, then it was on to the cuckoo clocks. He hated cuckoo clocks. Oh, my goodness, he hated to work on them. He liked the looks of them and the sound when they go cuckoo and all that. He says, "Now you get the cuckoo clocks." Well, it went on like this with this guy. He had his favorite things to work on, and he did that. And I got all of the rest. I learned a great deal, and I liked him as an employer. He was very honest with me. He wasn't honest with the government. He was just paying me under the table. And I told him once, I says, "You know," his name was Ken, I can't come to work tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I can't come to work anymore. He says, "Well, what's the matter?" I says, "Well, I have learned that you and I both are breaking a federal law, the wage and hour law." And I had a conversation, and he started paying me, and he went and corrected the back issue of this, and I got to report my income on my tax return like I ought to. Well, you didn't need to know that, did you? I just think that time is a relative thing. As I said, we got to talking about when the animals eat. They get accustomed to eat at a certain time, but time to them is the illumination of the sky or something or whatever. What do you think?
UE with KK4JBQ. So, I know my dogs they remind me when it's time to eat. They'll start dancing and prancing and yodeling and, you know, just kicking up a ruckus till you can get them fed. But since we're talking about time, I deployed with a friend of mine that lives up in Rock Hill, and he is a Catawba Indian. He has a little card that he's, you know, recognized as, you know, issued by the federal government as a Catawba Indian. So he always laughs and says, "If I lose my house, I can always go live on the reservation." But anyway, we were talking about time change and how it kind of messes with your circadian rhythm a little bit. And he made a comment. He says, how do you, and he hates the time change, how do you cut 12 inches off of the top of a blanket? He said it's old Indian proverb. How do you cut 12 inches off the top of the of a blanket and sew it to the bottom of the blanket and say the blanket is longer? It makes no sense to him. But I got to thinking about that. You know, this sure is a whole lot of trouble. I mean, this is messing up my sleep habits. It's messing up, you know, I'm tired and I don't feel like changing the clocks. For what? It's, you know, I mean, it's the same day, right? I know this has got something to do with, you know, agrarian back in the day, I think, you know, lengthening the time for harvest or planting or something. I don't know. But I'm telling you, the older I get, the harder it is to deal with this time change. It's just, it messes with me bad.
Yes, indeed. And I hope everybody understands that this is something we are in control of. As a matter of fact, I do believe that in the U.S. Congress, there is a bill to do away with the twice a year time change. Set it back and then set it forward again. The thought is you really don't lose anything, and it pretty much gives people a little more daylight at certain hours of the day when naturally it would be darker. You know, the reality is that the day is the same exact period of time, but the sun, our exposure to the sun and thus our illuminated daylight is less in the wintertime and more in the summertime. Yeah, so this is an attempt to make up the difference and make the, it's supposed to help people. You know, like the old saying goes, if anyone comes to your door and says, I'm from the government, I want to help, just slam the door in their face, you know. I'm from the government and I want to help. Well, anyhow, and so some states, it is also a thing that the states can control individually. Some states have it, you know, like Arizona, I know, for instance, Arizona does not do this. And, oh, there are other states. There's one, maybe it's Minnesota, is divided within the state. They have a division of those counties that observe the time change and those counties that do not. Imagine that. You cross a bridge, you go into another county. Quite often that's the case because counties are delineated many times by rivers. But you cross the bridge, and on the other side, it's a different time of day. That's what those people deal with. We think it's, you know, it infringes on our reality to switch the time back and forth. They switch time back and forth when they cross a bridge. Wow, it's just something awful. Something awful. But these animals, they show up, they expect a meal. They do have, you know, you get to be part of their day, part of their, a very important part of their routine. And they look around for you, and you're not there. And you are more than an hour late. Yeah. They don't like that. That's what I observed, and that's what got the conversation started with Donna. Oh, by the way, I should say, kind of looping around and talking about the eyeglasses again, Donna gave me the tip to get these things, the temples and the frames registered correctly so I could get a screw into the thing. There's one hinge screw that goes laterally at perpendicular to the hinge itself. It goes through all parts. Why not get a wire and put it through from the bottom and get all the holes lined up and then start the screw at the top and screw it in and let the screw push the wire out? How about that? I just love it. KK4JBQ.
KK04 NUE with KK4 JBQ. It sounds like Donna's pretty smart to me. Sounds like she's about like Anna. Keeps, you know, keeps things moving here at the house. Because it's with my son working down in the shop, it's been interesting the last couple of weeks. We ran into a situation today. This big thing that he's welding, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, it's got 30 or 40 drilled holes in it. I mean, it's just a monstrosity of a thing. And there's a plate that gets welded on the backside of it, and he welded the plate on 180 degrees out of specification, and welded it up, I mean, finished, and, you know, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, son, this is not right. This is, you know, 180 degrees out of, you know, off of print, and, oh, my gosh, Larry, it's just been, you know, today was one of those days. We got it straightened out, but, you know, he got extremely frustrated with himself, of course, and we got to have a father-son moment down in the shop, and it's a good lesson for him to learn, you know, and I just, you know, started the conversation with don't ever quit, no matter what, don't ever quit. Keep digging. There's a way, and it took us a while, but we got it straightened out. With, you know, it took us an hour extra, but we took all the holes, Larry, and welded them up. Just put some copper on the bottom of the hole as a dam, I guess you could say, and we just welded the holes up. And then got the print and just drilled new holes. And I'm gonna tell you, it's pretty slick. It turned out really nice. Not any issues. You can't even tell it. So after that, he was just, you know, he said, "Daddy, I'm the master of metal." I said, "You absolutely are." I said, "Yeah, I'm so proud of you, son. I don't know what to do." But it was nice to be able to see that flip-flop, you know. But it was a good teachable moment today. I enjoyed that.